What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, the subject of domestic violation. Something that I've always said, if it happens once, you are a victim. If it happens twice, you are now a volunteer. Now, when it comes to women and domestic violation, I do not have any sympathy for them, especially in this day and age. Why? Because a woman who decides to stay with a man who has shown to be violent toward her, she's under the misguided notion that she can change him. However, fellas who stay with violent women are under the misguided thought process that they can't do any better. Yeah, we have a society that the topic of domestic violation is always one-sided. However, ladies, there are men out there who will give you that equality, especially when you run off at the mouth like the woman in this article that was published on the 28th of August. Woman shot after confronting man for punching her mother in the face, suspect charged. You see how this is written? However, the devil is in the details. A man has been arrested and charged after he allegedly punched his girlfriend in the face, then shot her daughter when she confronted him about it. Once again, gentlemen, the devil is in the details. So far, they're making this guy out to be a monster who punched one woman and shot another one. According to Shelby County Sheriff's Office, the shooting took place Monday afternoon at a home in North Memphis. Memphis, aka Ratchet Town, USA. One of the worst cities in America. Man, it sucks. Memphis used to be such a good, wholesome place. That's right, home of the King Elvis Presley. However, it has devolved into the wild, wild west. At 4:23 p.m. Monday, deputies responded to a home on Hampton Manor Lane, where officers spoke with a neighbor who said an argument broke out between 41-year-old Reginald Addison and his girlfriend, resulting in his girlfriend's daughter being shot. Now, why are they withholding the names of the women? Why? Deputy spoke with Addison's girlfriend, who said an argument between her and her boyfriend turned physical when he punched her in the face. After she was struck, the couple's daughter, who was on the scene, called her sister and asked her to pick her up. Well, gentlemen, this sounds like a stepdaddy situation. Gentlemen, do not deal with women with children in a serious manner. If you're going to deal with them, they should be recreational use only. And you have to make sure that you're clear about that intention. And if that's not what she wants, guess what? Walk away. Let it be known that's what you want. Let me take a quick hot chocolate break. Ah, man, Mexican hot chocolate damn sure hits different. If you never had it, you should definitely try it. But back to this article. The young girl told her older sister what happened over the phone. When the sister arrived, Deputies say she pulled out a handgun and pointed it at Addison for punching her mother. See, that right there is the main detail that the vast majority of people would skip over. She came to the house packing heat. Both she and Addison both pointed handguns at each other as they argued before Addison fired a single shot, striking her in the rib cage. Oh, so the daughter came over there like she was a son husband and pulled out the burner. Nah, 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 sis. No. She escalated the situation up to a damn near deadly point. But guess what? In my humble opinion, yes, whatever they was fighting about that turned physical, I would not side with him on that. I would have suggested that he walked away. However, when she came over there with the burner, oh, in my humble opinion, that was pure out self-defense from that point. Afterwards, Addison allegedly took off in his pickup truck and threw his handgun out of the window. Deputies were never able to locate the gun. The victim's mother drove her daughter to a local hospital. No. She was not a victim. She was an agitator. And guess what? She came there with a gun. Guess what? He was a better shot, and he got his shot off first. She was transported from there to Regional 1 Hospital in critical condition. Deputies say she has since been upgraded to non-critical condition. While deputies were on the scene, Addison called his neighbor and told her he was turning himself in. Addison arrived at a local police station where he was detained. He is charged with aggravated assault, being a convicted felon in possession of a handgun while committing a felony, domestic assault with bodily harm, and tampering with evidence. Court records show Addison has a history of domestic violation. No bond information was available at this time. I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 9. Gentlemen, let's go back to the crux of this and something that I've talked about. He was charged with aggravated assault, being a convicted felon. Gentlemen, what has the Lion of MGTOW made famous? This is something that I heard from him. Hibristophilia. Once again, the American black woman, the overwhelming majority of them, they love felons. Why? Because what do you think that argument was about? Let's look at the entire situation. Let's go ahead and look at that. He's living with a woman, presumably. He's already a felon. Guess what? He has nowhere to go, more than likely, which is why he is a compromised black man. That's not an ideal situation for him. But guess what? Him being a felon more than likely made that woman's nether regions tingle. Oh, he's a felon. He's dangerous. He's a menace to society, but she never thought he would become a menace to her. And when he did become a menace to her, guess what? I'm going to call my daughter to bring the burner to get him back under control. You see, that's what it's all about. Now, for those of you who would ask where I got the compromised male archetype from, BGS Itmore did a great live stream where he broke it down called The Compromised Male. Yes, the overwhelming majority of American black women, they love pookies and ray-rays. They love criminals. They love thugs. Why? I said it in a previous video, excuse me. Those men cannot have standards. The compromised man is stuck in a thought process of, I have to take what I can get in regards to the American black woman. I can't actually get a good black woman. Why? Because I know I don't qualify. However, the ratchet black woman, yeah, I qualify for her. And far too many American black men who were good at first lowered themselves to qualify for scraps. Shout out to CGA in his recent live stream, The Scrap Sexuals. That live stream was fucking hilarious. But yet and still, yes, the overwhelming majority of American black women, they love Pookie and Ray Ray. They love the thugs. They love the criminals. Why? Because those men cannot hold them to any standard. You see, the good, honest, law-abiding, hardworking black man, guess what? He's going to come with standards. And the vast majority of those women don't meet said standards, which is why they love to say that the good, hardworking, honest black man is quote unquote lame, corny, doesn't have swag, blah, 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 blah. But see, a pookie like this, he can't get a passport. He can't afford to be a passport brother. And that's how the American black woman wants it. See, a pookie like that is without a doubt a plantation bro. And I do feel a little bit of sympathy for the pookie and Ray Ray when you look at his situation overall. But unfortunately, they're thrust up as these are the men that black men should aspire to be like. No, no, no. Compromised means you could be kept on the plantation and under their control. You don't want that for yourself, black men. Like I said before, you deserve better. Yeah, more than likely, this was a ghetto, loud, ratchet-ass woman who decided to shoot her mouth off, thinking that she can impose her will onto him. However, he finally said enough was enough and decided to lay hands on her. Hey, it is what it is. I told you, more and more men around this planet are going to snap the hell out. And guess what? Hey, when it happens, ladies, you're not victims, you're volunteers, especially if you're a woman that decides she wants to deal with a convicted felon. You get zero sympathy from me. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who still think that you're going to deal with quote unquote bad boys, thugs, felons, drug dealers, and think that you're going to still get a good guy on the back end. Oh, no, 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 no. You need to understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power you thought you had by dealing with quote unquote compromised men, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that those men are going to continue to allow you to impose your will onto them and they're not going to strike back, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe in today's society, yeah, more and more men have snapped the fuck out. And all it takes is one snide comment, one stupid remark, and boom, he explodes. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM. I am out.